Last week, a United States Agency of International Development official told NPR we're at near historic levels when it comes to global humanitarian need. USAID is stretched thinner than it ever has been in its 53-year history. The world's seen a lot of disaster, war, and other crises in that half century, so what makes this moment different? Charles Kenny's a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's take the statement from USAID that this is a near historic moment for humanitarian need. What do you make of that statement?
Well, it is definitely a fairly grim time, what with Syria and ongoing crises in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and so on. Deaths in battle are at a kind of 20-year high, and the number of people who are internally displaced, they're still in the same country of their citizenship, but they've been forced to move by war, or are refugees, is, again, at a high for the last sort of 15, 20 years. I would still say, if you want to take the bright side of that picture, it's still better than it was during the Cold War. So even though it's grim for the post-Cold War period, the world is still largely moving in the right direction.
Charles, for our listeners who are not familiar with the organization, take us back to USAID's original mission statement. Why was this founded?
Well, USAID was founded more than 50 years ago to do development writ large. And one of the things it does do is respond to disasters. It's responded to the Haiti earthquake, and it's right now responding to the humanitarian disasters in places like Syria. But actually, most of its work isn't about humanitarian disasters. Most of what USAID does is development projects. So bringing healthcare systems to countries and supporting the rollout of improved water systems and helping to build infrastructure. So although it does have this very important role in disaster assistance, that's just one of the many things it does.
So non-emergent situations is its bread and butter, would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Has the organization's mission changed over its half century of existence?
Well, I think you can argue, again, going back to the Cold War, that then it had a more important role or was seen more as a tool of the Cold War. And so, for example, it played a huge role in Vietnam. Since the end of the Cold War, it's become slightly less of a political tool and slightly more of a tool really focused on long-term global development and humanitarian catastrophes. And the end of the Cold War actually helped it do that, right? So it got access to a lot of places that it wouldn't have had access to during the Cold War. And indeed, one of the reasons this is such a tough time for the humanitarian assistance part of USAID is during the Cold War, there were lots of conflicts and refugees that simply the U.S. couldn't help because it would be politically impossible to do so. So in the late 80s, the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan and the U.S. couldn't do much about that. USAID couldn't do much about that. The Iran-Iraq war was going on and creating hundreds of thousands of refugees and so on. There was no place for USAID. Now, in all of the sort of ongoing global crises, it is plausible for USAID to play a role, and that's one of the reasons it's stretched so thin.
Interesting. I know it's an organ of the U.S. government. How have the U.S. priorities changed in those years since the Cold War ended, particularly when we're thinking about when to intervene with humanitarian aid?
Again, I think it's become less political. I don't want to sound naive. There's still a large political element to U.S. aid in general. There's a reason that Israel and Egypt are still two of the biggest recipients. It's not completely done on the basis of here are where the most poor and desperate people are worldwide. We're going to give them the most money. But over time, that has become a more important emphasis. And if you look at President Obama's State of the Union speech, not this year but the year before, he committed the United States, and so in particular USAID, to the goals of eradicating dollar-a-day poverty by 2030, creating an AIDS-free generation, and reducing child mortality. This is the kind of thing that the agency is increasingly focused on.
I'm speaking with international development expert Charles Kenny. How has U.S. policy responded to what comes out of the United Nations?
Well, right now we've got this big effort going on in the UN to come up with a new set of development goals. The Millennium Development Goals that the world agreed in 2000 at a meeting with pretty much every president and premier the world had at the time came up with a set of goals: halving global poverty by 2015, reducing child mortality by 2/3. Those goals end in 2015, and we're thinking about, you know, what comes next. Mm. And the United States, including USAID, has been really sort of at the forefront in those negotiations. I have to say, you know, last time around in 2000, the U.S. was kind of quiet when it came to the original Millennium Development Goals. But this time around, the United States is playing a really active part in the discussion about, you know, what is it that the world thinks we should be focusing on when it comes to speeding the development worldwide. And so USAID will play an important role in that.
Are UN goals binding on member nations? In other words, are we committed to contribute a certain percentage of our GDP towards those goals?
No. These goals are purely aspirational, but they still matter, right? When the whole of the world's leaders come together and say we should be halving poverty, or this time around they'll probably say by 2030 there should be nobody living on $1.25 a day. It's an important statement of where we think we can get the world. And so, you know, it does matter even though it's not legally binding. Now, there are UN statements saying that countries should give 0.7% of their GDP in aid through organizations like USAID. The United States misses that target by a mile and a half. I mean, we're on about, I think, 0.2 or 0.3. So you can tell that's a non-binding target because the United States is missing it by such a big margin.
Back to USAID, which gets funding from the federal government. Many government agencies vie with each other to get what they need from Congress. We've also spoken with local organizations who say they feel the pinch of decreased funding. So when USAID says it's stretched thinner than ever, is that statement politically motivated?
Oh, probably. one of the most popular things that USAID does is respond to disasters. So if you look at popular opinion polls of, you know, what do people think that the United States ought to be spending money on abroad? One of the things that people think is that we should be spending more money on disasters. And every time there is a big natural disaster, you know, the Haiti earthquake, the typhoons in East Asia, American people individually are very generous and they give money. So it is a popular thing to highlight amongst the work of USAID to highlight the work they do in disasters. And so surely there is a political element to this, yes.
There are limits to what the public wants to support and actually how much money there is. So realistically, when we look at global need, how much can the U.S. or any one country do?
Look, the most important thing that is driving global development, and we're seeing a huge amount of it worldwide, is the people and governments of developing countries themselves. The United States alone, or indeed all rich countries together, can only, you know, be a partner in that effort, but they can be a really important partner. Just to take one example, if you look at the support that the United States gives to HIV/AIDS, last year was the first year since AIDS has broken out that more people were put on antiretrovirals to keep them alive, though they have HIV, then caught HIV in the first place. And the United States plays a huge part in that effort, and it is saving millions of lives doing so. So even making a marginal difference in something as big as a planetary system is a big deal. It's certainly a big deal to those millions of people who aren't dying. So, you know, you can look at it one of two ways. Yes, it's always going to be a small role, but we're talking about such a big project that a small role in a big project can save millions of lives and make a difference to hundreds of millions.
Charles Kenny, Senior Fellow at the Center for Global Development, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.